Dozens of people have reported, mostly to this radio station, seeing a bright meteor, or a bright light, if you like, flash across the Melbourne skyline, eastern suburbs around 9.30 last night. Dr. Brad Tucker, astronomer with the Australian National University. That's very interesting to have a heavenly body, doctor, streak across the eastern suburbs.
Yeah, look, I know it's quite a surprise because it actually even started to come over Gunnagai, so it appeared to actually come quite far. So there's obviously lots of reports, and I know a lot of people saw that bluey-green color, which is really indicative of a meteor. So meteors are just giant chunks of iron and nickel that when it burns up, you see that bluey-green color. And a lot of people also saw the fragmentation, so clearly it slowed down and essentially exploded and broke up and started to come down. So definitely a bit of a special sight for people to have captured last night.
So, Doctor, that means it did enter our atmosphere.
It definitely hit our atmosphere. So as it was starting to enter, that's what the streaking was doing. So that was that color was doing. And then essentially it reaches a point where, you know, it starts to weaken, traveling too fast, and breaks apart. Now, it's probably unlikely that any meteorites landed on the ground, given where people saw the report. It probably went back, you know, continued over the ocean, and any leftover bits most likely are somewhere in the sea off the coast.
Hey, tell me, Doc, we read recently, at least we did on this program, that the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs was 10 kilometres wide.
11.
Are you going to tell us, Doc, that this one from last night was the size of a 5-cent piece?
Yeah, look, I'll say it's a bigger than a bit 5-cent piece. I'll say it's probably like a big bat, you know, maybe like a basketball to a medicine ball. So this definitely wasn't a 10-kilometer-sized asteroid dinosaur killer. Otherwise, we would have had a few more people seeing it. And this is just the point. Even the smaller ones can still be burned really bright. They're still quite massive. You're still talking about something that weighs hundreds of tons. And so as they hit the Earth, they do or put on a big show.
How fast is it going when it hits our atmosphere?
So this would have been traveling probably anywhere between 40 and 100 or so thousand kilometers an hour. So you're talking about something with a lot of speed, and as it's starting to hit the Earth's atmosphere, really just massively slows it down, comes into a grinding halt, and that's when it breaks apart, and we see, as people saw, that yellowy, orangey fragmenting at the end.
Is it possible, right, that if we got really unlucky that next Tuesday an 11-kilometer asteroid could wipe us out?
So, look, luckily we're good at finding really big things. So I don't think we would be that unlucky for 11-kilometer one. Now, could we miss a 50-meter one? Now, even a 50-meter one, if you remember back in 2013, there was that big one over Russia. Yeah. That was about 8 or 10 meters. So even something that's 10 to 50 meters, we could miss. And if it hit, it would actually essentially detonate in the Earth's atmosphere more than a nuclear bomb. And that's what we worry about. It's not those 10-kilometer ones that would essentially wipe us all out. It's the ones that could essentially level a city that we can easily miss because space is so big, we don't have enough facilities looking, and they're harder to find.
Good on you, Doc. Dr. Brad Tucker from the Australian National University says now we know it would be coming. That the dinosaurs didn't know it was coming. What are we going to do? Have Bruce Duhl jump up and punch it away?
Well, I'm wondering, we do have the Space Force. There is such a thing now as the Space Force. Maybe that's why we've got that.